Ben and Letitia Ward's farm in Fountain, Colorado, outside Colorado Springs, doesn't look like an army base or anything. But you quickly start to uncover whiffs of military influence. Take this stack of sturdy fiberglass bins next to a greenhouse.
Case in point, these are the shipping cases for JDAMs. JDAM is a joint-directed smart bomb.
Shipping smart bombs. Ward picks up the decommissioned boxes from military surplus sales. He then outfits them as brooding bins for chickens and is using them to design an aquaponic system to grow veggies and fish at the same time.
It was purged courtesy of the U.S. Army. Thank you, U.S. Army. Now it's a fish tank.
The couple's farm, with hoop houses, small sheds, and livestock pens, is built on a foundation of decommissioned military gear, found materials, and old barns.
And it does give us a huge advantage because we can do things cheaper because he doesn't need to go buy something just to do an aquaponic setup.
The couple grew up in Oregon. They met in high school. And because both had family members who'd joined the military, decided to enlist as well. Out of college, the two were stationed at Fort Carson, within earshot of the couple's farm now. While we're chatting, a faint pitter-patter of gunfire off in the distance interrupts us.
What is that gun? Is that a shooting range? Or?
That's Carson.
That's Fort Carson.
Oh, you can hear it from here.
Oh, yeah. Depending on the atmospheric conditions. We can hear everything, and having a background in that, we can know that that's a, M4, M16 range.
After deployments as Army logisticians in Iraq and Afghanistan, Ben and Letitia wanted to start a family and leave the base behind. Neither grew up on farms, but found themselves drawn to the calmer pace. Plus, the complex nature of farming allows them to draw on the problem-solving skills instilled in them by their military training.
A farm is really just one big logistical problem where you are balancing all of the different requirements versus outputs.
When Ben was in Iraq, his role was to make sure every time a tank would leave the base that it had all the supplies for its trip. Fuel, food, water, ammo. He was constantly preparing. What will the needs be? What's my contingency plan? He's in that exact same mindset on the farm.
I'm forecasting, water usage, what needs to get harvested first versus last, maintenance on the equipment. There's a lot of similarities in that respect.
You can see it in how the farm runs. They grow leafy greens and root vegetables. They raise chickens, ducks, sheep, quail, and turkeys. That diversity is meant to cushion the farm from unforeseen hardships. Like this year, a grasshopper swarm decimated their salad greens, but they were able to blunt the impact by selling eggs and wool.
And that kind of risk management, I think, is really an offshoot of our military conditioning, is that you always have a backup plan.
While they're no longer on active duty, the two haven't fully left their military life behind. They're still in the Army Reserves, another source of income while their two-year-old farm gains its footing. And that means they're often switching between the Army base and the farm.
It's a lot less stressful. We have our stress, but on the whole, it's a lot less stressful than conducting logistics in a deployed environment. Which is one of our goals getting into this, is finding peace, I guess you could say. I don't know. And it has had an effect. We're generally more relaxed than we used to be.
And that's why Ben says when he's selling at the local farmers market, he spends a lot of time doling out advice to other veterans, advice on how they could start their own farms. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.